kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Today is Mark Armstrong from Rate My Agent, and we are going to talk about a lot of people's favorite topic, buying and selling a house. Good day, Mark.
Good day. How are you going?
Good, thanks. And you?
I'm very well. Very well.
In Melbourne, has it been difficult to sell or buy houses at the moment? What's the market like?
Yeah, it's actually been really interesting. I think that, you know, the epicenter of uncertainty with COVID, I think not only in Melbourne, but across the country, was really April. April was the first lockdown, and no one really knew what was going to happen. We actually saw, you know, the market really falter in April. But I think this second time around, everyone saw, well, most of the country is still open. And in Melbourne, we've learnt how to adapt to, because we've got the experience from the first time. There is a slight difference this time in Melbourne that we're in stage four restriction. So there's no doubt that the metro area of Melbourne's going to seize up a little bit because we can't do open for inspections or private inspections for the next 4 to 6 weeks. But I think the other markets around Melbourne, the regional markets, they've learned to adapt to the new reality.
And as I mentioned before, I would have thought it was a buyer's market, but apparently not.
It's really interesting. I mean, the thing that's really driving the market across the country at the moment is the lack of supply of property. If we look at the data, there's around about, you know, draw a circle around 20% less property on the market today than there was at the same time last year. And if we go back even further again to 2018, there was actually less property for sale in 2019 compared to 2018. So we've actually had 2 years in a row where the level of supply available for buyers to buy has been low. So what that means is that there's less property out there for buyers to compete for. So we're actually seeing, if anything, if people have asked me this question a lot in the last few days, if you're thinking of selling, when would you sell? Well, if you're looking at the market, then now's a great time to sell because you're not competing with as many sellers in the market. There's, as I said, literally 20% less properties on the market now compared to the same time last year. So that's a clear indicator that it's more of a seller's market. And we're certainly hearing that anecdotally across the market, that people who are putting their properties on the market now are moving them reasonably quickly.
Why is that? Why is there less properties in the market?
Yeah, I think that I think it's certainly got to do with COVID. So we saw the supply of property in April literally drop off a cliff. And I think it's the psychology. There's a different psychology between a buyer and a seller. In many cases, a seller doesn't have to sell. I mean, in some cases they do. But in many cases, they've got a roof over their head. Now, the house or the apartment might be a bit small or a bit big, or, you know, it might not be ideal. But very rarely are they in a position where they have to sell right now. So when there's uncertainty in the market, like COVID, a lot of sellers just elect to say, I'm just not going to do anything. I'm just going to stop and I'm going to wait until this uncertainty passes. Buyers are a little bit different. Buyers, there is a pent-up demand. Buyers are, you know, people get born and people die and people, move around. So buyer demand tends to come back. Historically, we see buyers come back to the market first and sellers tend to wait until they see all those buyers putting pressure on the market and see price growth before they come back. So it comes down to the psychology, the difference in psychology between buyers and sellers, I think. And the stats are certainly backing that up. As I said, the level of supply in April literally dropped off a cliff. It was stark how much supply dropped in the month of April across the country.
I've been looking at this chart that happiest areas in Australia, and in the top three is Victoria, but it's in regional Victoria.
Yeah. So it's interesting that what we see in the regional areas, there's a few things underlying those numbers that drive the market. But we tend to see more affordable markets, and they tend to be, I mean, Tasmania is another happy area at the moment. More affordable markets tend to have less volatility in their happiness. So we've been, or in their price happiness, we started this study around about 2 years ago, and we've actually seen that in markets where there's more expensive real estate, there's more volatility in that price happiness. Maybe one can say it's hard to keep wealthy people happy.
Happy, yes. Once you have everything, it's hard to be happy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And if you're selling property in a market, you know, at that above 1 million or 1.5 million and above, those markets tend to go through really volatile periods, you know, where they're either very happy or they're not very happy. Whereas regional markets tend to be more affordable property, and they tend not to go through those boom bust cycles. They, you know, when they're happy, they're just a little bit happy, and when they're not happy, they're just not a little bit not happy. So I think that's what we're seeing now. We're in the part of the cycle where you know, to a certain extent, affordability is driving the market a little bit.
Can you also say that a lot of people are looking into buying in regional Victoria as well? I've heard a lot of people saying, well, with this flexible work arrangement going on, and they're seeing it happening longer than just, you know, the restrictions, they're looking beyond Melbourne now?
Look, I certainly think that we will see that trend. Whether that's, it may well be having, you know, a minor impact on the market at the moment. But for me, I think that's a longer-term trend, and I absolutely agree. I mean, I'm now at the moment, I haven't been into my office for you know, a good 6 or 8 weeks. I'm living and working down the coast, so I'm not. My home is in metropolitan Melbourne, but I'm down the coast with my family. I've just gone off a meeting on Zoom. I did some meetings in the US this morning on Zoom. I'm doing meetings on Zoom with people in my office or, you know, in the business. So absolutely, I think that this is going to be one of the long term trends, that people are now realizing that the idea of not living and working in the city areas, and looking further afield and looking for affordability, looking for lifestyle, I think we might just be seeing that the tip of the iceberg on that trend, but I think it will play out over a longer time.
And if you think of selling your home, is this a perfect time?
Yeah, the golden rule for me in real estate is sell when no one else is selling. You know, sell your property when you're not competing with anyone else in the market. And as I said, when we've got a market that is in, you know, such low supply, and even now, winter traditionally is a lowly supplied market as well. So not only do we have COVID, but we're also in a market that traditionally there's not as much stock on the market. So that's the perfect indicator for a seller. When you've got no one else to compete with, and your property's it's not going to be the only one on the market, but it's one of few properties on the market, then you're in a much better place to get a really good price and to sell your property more quickly. As we move into spring, I think we're going to see the level of stock increase. And certainly into 2021, I think the real unknown at the moment is, because we've had 2 years of low supply, those sellers will need to come back to the market at some time. Now, is it this spring? Is it next spring? Is it early in 2021? You know, I don't have a crystal ball, but they will come back to the market. You know, we will flip all of these people who haven't sold in 2019 and into 2020. We'll still have the same underlying pressures of, like I said before, this house is a bit small, it's a bit big, it's not the right location. All of those pressures will just build. They don't go away. So all of those sellers will sell at some stage, and then we'll flip over and it'll turn into a buyer's market. But at the moment, I think because of that low level of supply, it is definitely a seller's market.
So perfect opportunity.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Mark Armstrong. And
absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now,
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.